Good morning. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. For the next 25 minutes, we'll take a deep dive into the latest farm news. And it was yesterday the ethanol and corn industries slamming an advisory board to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency draft report that found there could be little climate benefit to using cornstarch ethanol as a fuel compared with pure gasoline. The question of exactly how much ethanol cuts emissions over gas has divided academics and has created a split in the Biden administration over implementation of a tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel. A working group of the EPA's Science Advisory Board concluded in an August draft report there is, quote, a reasonable chance there are minimal or no climate benefits from substituting corn ethanol for gasoline or diesel. At a public meeting in Washington, D.C. Thursday, the full SAB discussed the report and took public comments. Jeff Cooper, CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, cited findings by the Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory that ethanol is 44% lower in emissions than gasoline. Chris Bliley, Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs at Growth Energy, said the draft comment, quote, cherry-picks certain data from a few anti-ethanol critics. Neil Kasky, CEO of the National Corn Growers, said the science showing ethanol's climate benefits over gasoline is settled. The full board voted to accept the draft report pending revisions. Some suggested revisions included softening the report's language and clarifying specific uncertainties in the scientific literature. A key broadband support program will soon expire, threatening service to millions of low-income rural families. The Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, gives qualifying low-income families $30 a month toward internet service. But the highly popular $14 billion program could run dry with massive consequences for rural families. Sarah Nichols with the local North Carolina development group Land of Sky Regional Council testified at a House subcommittee hearing.
For many, this will mean that connectivity ends. So we would hope that providers would help us step up to the plate and offer affordability options, but our optimism is low given the cost of deployment.
California Democrat Tony Cardenas at the House broadband hearing.
We talked about the children who had to sit in parking lots and families who had to sit in parking lots of businesses in order for them to connect and get their homework done.
And it's not just homework, but work that could suffer without support.
Yes, advances in technology will help appeal to a younger audience. With the aging ag community, this is a critical component.
Almost 21 million Americans now benefit from the Affordable Connectivity Program. The digital divide lingers. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the opening markets.